Behind every great DJ set is the art of seamless mixing. That magic is made possible by a skill called beat matching. Beat matching is the key to blending songs by matching their tempos and beats so one track flows perfectly into the next. This skill is the foundation for all creativity and expression in DJing. This lesson will guide you through the essentials of both manual and digital beat matching. First, let's understand what beat matching really is. It involves syncing two key elements, the tempo and the timing of two songs. Tempo is how fast a song is, measured in beats per minute, or BPM. Timing, also called phasing, means lining up the beats so they happen at the exact same moment. When both the tempo and timing match, the songs blend together as one. Think of it like two runners moving side by side at the same pace, their footsteps hitting the ground in perfect sync. The goal is to make the heavy kick drums of both tracks hit together, creating one powerful, unified rhythm. To do this, you first need to learn how to count beats and feel the music's pulse. Most dance music is structured in bars, and each bar usually has four beats. Practice counting along with a song, 1, 2, 3, 4. This simple count helps you understand a song's structure and predict when changes are about to happen. Feeling the pulse is about sensing the rhythm naturally, letting your body lock into the tempo. Now let's explore the tools for manual beat matching. The pitch fader is your main control for a track speed. You move the pitch fader up to make a track faster or down to make it slower. Your first job is to use this fader to match the BPM of the incoming track to the track that's already playing. Make small, slow adjustments with the pitch fader to keep the transition smooth. Once the tempos are matched, you use the jog wheel to align the beats. The jog wheel lets you nudge a track forward or backward in tiny increments. Listen carefully in your headphones and gently turn the jog wheel until the kick drums of both songs are perfectly aligned. The real skill is using the pitch fader and jog wheel together. Use the fader for speed, and the jog wheel for precise timing adjustments. Modern DJ software also offers digital tools to help. The sync button is a popular feature that automatically matches the tempos of your selected tracks. This can be helpful for mixing many songs quickly or when you want to focus on adding effects and loops. Another tool is Quantize, which snaps your actions, like hitting a cue point or starting a loop, to the nearest beat. This helps make your timing sound tight and professional, correcting small mistakes. However, these tools work best with electronic music that has a perfectly steady beat. For music with live drummers, like funk, jazz, or rock, the tempo can change slightly. In these cases, the sync button may struggle, which is why learning manual beat matching by ear is still essential. You'll also need to practice mixing across different genres. House music and techno often have a steady beat around 120 to 130 BPM, making them easier to mix. Hip-hop might have a much slower BPM, while drum and bass is very fast. Mixing between genres with large tempo differences requires gradually changing the speed to guide the crowd smoothly. You might also try a halftime switch, where a 160 BPM track can mix with an 80 BPM track. As you practice, you may encounter common issues like beat drift. This is when two perfectly matched tracks slowly fall out of sync over time. Beat drift often happens when mixing tracks with live drummers because their tempo isn't perfectly robotic. To fix this, you must listen constantly and use the jog wheel to make small corrections to keep the beats aligned. Here are some exercises to sharpen your skills. Try a manual beat matching drill using two songs with different BPMs. Cover your controller screen so you are forced to use only your ears to sync the tracks. Practice a loop transition by setting an 8-beat loop on one track and mixing the second track over it. For a great warm-up, load the same track on both decks and practice keeping them in perfect phase. For a true test of your skills, try blindfolded beat matching to build muscle memory and train your ears. Mastering beat matching opens the door to your creativity as a DJ. When your transitions are seamless, you can focus on reading the crowd and crafting your unique style. It empowers you to shape the energy of the dance floor. Keep practicing, trust your ears, and you'll connect with your audience through the power of a flawless mix.